Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Dr. Sanjay Rishi. How are you?
Very good, Robert. Nice to be with you.
And Sanjay is the CEO of JLL Work Dynamics Americas. Now, JLL is a Fortune 500 company. I think about 19 billion, 100,000 people. Talk about what the organization is to you.
So we're in the business of real estate, but increasingly, Robert, you know, the world that we influence over the pandemic, and especially in the shadows of the pandemic, has really evolved from just real estate, but it's about experience of individuals. It's about workplace. It's about future of work. And we'll have this conversation as we go through. We're really trying to influence and do our part in technology and sustainability and how the workplace, everything people are talking about, hybrid, flexibility. So that's what we're in the business of, influencing and affecting change for our clients, for organizations, both public, private, across the globe.
And it's really complete end-to-end real estate. But now, in light of the pandemic, really, everything has changed. So how has your thinking about the workplace, which is what you are an expert in, changed since 2019?
Yeah, very much. Like you said, we do influence the full value chain of workplaces, and that can mean offices, it can mean data centers, it can mean warehouses and manufacturing facilities and labs for life sciences, and the list goes on and on. Where we are today, again, in the shadows of the pandemic, what's happened is there has been a seismic shift in how workplaces were perceived. The call to action is clear and present. Organizations, CEOs, you know, there's a sense of urgency around this. We all need to act around it. And it really goes down to the heart of how talent has become so much more portable, Robert, than it was. So the sense of belonging, this idea of brand affinity, of culture, these are all compelling conversations. And workplaces play a fundamental, a pivotal role for organizations to attract people, to retain people, and then drive innovation and culture and creativity in the organizations.
So you're really in like a unique position, because at JLL, of course, you're advising on every element of real estate, on culture, on layout, on everything, but also you have an organization that's known for having a tremendous culture. What do CEOs need to know about creating a tremendous culture? And I say that because I know you are a real people person at heart, as you've told me in the past.
Yeah, I think culture is really important. And Robert, you will, I think, agree with me. It's very fleeting. You see it and you know it's there, but it can be quickly lost in organizations. And the call for CEOs and leaders, really the C-suites of organizations of all sizes across the globe, now is to preserve the culture they have, build on it, and then create a brand the way we are influencing it, all the way in the value chain from acquisition of real estate to bringing in capital to enable the acquisition to managing the workplaces. Is I think about it in three ways is how the workplaces are evolving. And we created this framework and actually put it in our book around the responsible workplace. I'll start with that, and then I'll spend a bit of time talking around the personalized workplace and the experiential workplace. But you're right, I am a people person. I'll start with responsibility. In fact, early on in the pandemic, to tell you a little story here, Robert, even before that, we as an organization were starting to sense what was happening in the talent pool, and that individuals, and this cuts across the globe and across industries, people want a purposeful workplace, some place they can relate their own values to organizational values. One of the things I think we read about this a lot, and that this is clear, there is a clear shift in the balance of power from organizations to organizations and individuals. The voice of individuals today is much louder. So early on in the pandemic, just on the verge of the pandemic emerging, we started to debate in a very constructive, very purposeful way, what is the purpose of our organization? And I think a lot of organizations debate this. There are things like mission statements and vision statements that sit on a desk or are on a wall and people can't relate to it. And the one we crafted very deliberately was about shaping the future of real estate for a better world. I say that because these terms, better world, are now manifesting itself into our culture. And I might suggest they influence all organizations because that can be very personal. A better world can be about diversity, about equity, about inclusion. It can be about sustainability. It can be about resilience. It can be about talent. So that's around responsible workplaces. Health, wellness have never been more pronounced. And again, a compelling reason and a really sense of urgency for CEOs to act around creating and communicating their workplaces and what they're all about in terms of responsible. I'll touch on the other two very briefly, Robert, and then we can unpeel the layers on the other two. But we hear a lot about hybrid, about flexible workplaces, and that's all about personalizing that workplace. By the way, workplace is no longer, as I'm sure you would agree with me, bounded by the four walls of what used to be an office. You don't go to work anymore. You get work done, whether it's in a cafeteria, in a lounge, at an airport, at home, or at work. So the boundaries have really come down off workplace. So again, creating this space that is personalized both for individuals and work groups is essential. And all of this requires very deliberate strategies, structures, investments. And finally, experiential. I mean, if you think about our work in the work or our life in the workplace, compare it to our lives at home and when we are on vacation or travel. It is so much more enabled with smartphones and technologies than it is in the workplace. So experience is paramount. So let me just pause there and we can unpeel as we go along.
I think what you gave just there is a fascinating dissertation. And truly it is, because you co-authored this book, The Workplace You Need Now. And actually a lot of those concepts were in this terrific book.
They were. And this is something that is very practical. I honestly cringe a little bit on the dissertation point because I worry that people think this is academic and this is something that is optional. And I dare to say these things are not optional anymore. Talent is portable. I mean, we can see what's happening on the cost of talent and how organizations have a challenge maintaining a brand and a culture. And this is very practical. And I keep going back to the sense of urgency. And if I could leave your listeners with something that I'm passionate about, and I say this every conversation I have with C-suites and boardrooms, is this is not an option anymore. We must act together because competitiveness and transformation and innovation, all of that depends on us really doing something about it.
There's 1 minute before we take a commercial break. If you could give one real concept, one sentence on what a CEO can do today to build a better workplace, what is that one piece of advice?
Listen, listen, listen. Empathetic listening has never been more important, and it plays into the humanization of the workplace way more than it was before.
Now, you have a concept called workplace strategic mapping. You know, and I know with the book you co-authored, The Workplace You Need Now, just give a little bit more advice to CEOs. You told them be empathetic listening. And frankly, every CEO, every day I'm speaking with the Fortune 500 CEOs, everyone is now moving in that direction. Some are acting better than others. But let's go into more, a final piece. You have about 2 minutes left of advice to CEOs of what they can do.
Here's what is resonating when I speak to CEOs and C-suites very well, Robert. I'll start there. They are starting to think, leading organizations are starting to think about this purposeful workplace. How do you bring people back to work? It's not a question of whether anymore. It is about how do you bring them back? How do you create a workplace and invest capital into a workplace that communicates to them, to people coming back, that it is healthy. Health and wellness, mental wellness included, by the way. Physical wellness, mental wellness, clean air, clean water. All of this is extremely important for people to come back. But really creating systems and strategies so people do feel when they come back to work that that eyeball-to-eyeball interaction, the idea of the old water cooler conversation and feeding off of each other is instrumented. You can't have just people come back because they must come back and sit in their offices or in their cubes and be on Zoom calls because the next day they're not going to show up. It's about structuring work groups so they come back. And these require real strategies and real thought behind it. And that would be what I would leave with your listeners.
Hey, we're about to take a commercial break now. And when we come back, we're going to talk about sustainability and climate change, and even more in depth, how that ties into the future of the workplace that you need now. Back in a few.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Ladies and gentlemen, about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today back with Dr. Sanjay Rishi. And Dr. Sanjay Rishi is the CEO of JLL Work Dynamics Americas. So let's talk about the concept of sustainability. Not that many people know. I actually majored in environmental sciences back in the 1980s in college before anyone knew who it was. So I'm saying now, wow, it's finally coming center stage. Unfortunately, for the wrong reasons, but here we are. How does this tie into what every CEO is thinking about, their culture, their workforce, which, you know, you really have built an expertise and on giving advice? How does sustainability tie into that workplace?
So, Robert, let me build off of what we talked about earlier around the purpose statement, where we as an organization created and we put in the words better world very deliberately. And it's as much organizational as it is personal, because every individual interprets better world for themselves. And I mentioned the kinds of things that people are interpreting and we interpret around diversity, inclusion, resilience. Let's talk about sustainability. We feel a real sense of responsibility, a real sense of responsibility as an organization that influences real estate and workplaces when it comes to this idea of sustainability. Let me give you a few statistics. 40% of greenhouse gas emissions come from built environments. So if you think about it, our opportunity to make an influence working with our clients and organizations across the globe is tremendous. So we feel a real sense of responsibility. I'll give you a couple of statistics that brings this and makes it very real. And we work with investors, big investors that invest in the domain of real estate across all types of assets, offices and warehouses, manufacturing, all the things we talked about before. And 80% of those investors are leading investors. Big organizations are telling us that in their due diligence, they are bringing in this very deliberately and asking questions around sustainability. 73% of those investors are telling us, it's a massive percentage if you think about it, that occupancy in green buildings is so much better than those that are not, that valuations of those buildings are higher than buildings that are not sustainable, not green. So all of this is really playing into an employee value proposition that we are creating, but organizations must create around sustainability. I'll go as far as saying, if we think about our organization, because we do feel a sense of responsibility, disproportionate to the industry, and I might even say across industries, we are investing in building these capabilities around smart buildings, around sensors, around preventive maintenance, around clean air and clean water and recycling, all of which are spaces that we touch, we influence, and we affect. So this is very, very personal to all of us as an organization within JLL, but more so in our ecosystem of partners and clients and customers and our supply chain. We're trying to affect this change and play our part in this creation of a responsible, better world.
You know, it's tremendous what you're doing. You're really linking people and purpose to build this better world. I want to ask you, in terms of people yourself, at JLL, 15 years consecutive, most ethical company, scored 100% on corporate equality index. I'm not sure if that's the right word or not, but tell some of the things that JLL is doing as an organization. Not just now, the beautiful thing is you're expanding this the whole world because of your position, but you have core fundamentals that seem to be really working with your 100,000 people.
We do, Robert, and we are really proud of our heritage. But we're the first to admit that the task of equality, equality in the workplace, of inclusion, of diversity, and this idea of responsibility is an extremely tall hill. In fact, many, many hills to climb. And the work ahead of us is tremendous. We're committed to it. We will continue to work through it, again, very structurally, very strategically. But as I think about that, there is something pretty special about this culture, and it's been done over the years, way before I got here, you know, with intent and desire to really move the needle. The space that we can affect and work with our clients and our organizations, again, the entire ecosystem, is bringing this idea of responsibility to the workplace. It is about empathetic listening, isn't it? If I look back over the last 3 years, the importance of empathetic listening, this idea of seek to understand, this idea of feel free to fail and really experiment and be agile has never been more important. And that touches across the things we talked about, you know, about technology in the workplace, about sustainability in the workplace, and again, about responsibility in the workplace. But one of the things that we continuously tell ourselves, and I tell myself, is being bold and being provocative is the call of the hour, that we do need to lead with example. And by the way, data-driven, insight-driven, proven approaches is how we have to approach. But we shouldn't be afraid as leaders. We're fortunate, all of us, your listeners, and definitely me, to be in a place where we influence lives and people. And if we are that fortunate, we ought to use that place that's been awarded us, rewarded us, to make some sort of change and affect people's lives. And that's the way to go about it, I think.
So, Sanjay, you've obviously, with JLL, been a leader in workplace disruption and building really the workplace of the future that is for a better world. What is the next disruption that you see? We just went through the pandemic and we're not even really out of it fully, but what is the next one that you see and how can CEOs prepare for that?
Going back to our earlier conversation about portability of talent, sense of belonging, the brand affinity, they're very portable. And the meaning of brand is fleeting for people that if they just work from home, if you will. So tying all these things together in what I mentioned earlier in an employee value proposition, so we do get ahead of this disruption, is extremely important. The pendulum will continue to swing between the globalization and the localization, the regionalization, and the right shoring of work, but creating that in this environment, this disrupted environment, and more disruption coming from sustainability. I mean, if you just look across the globe in terms of regulatory regimes that are coming up to speed and really announcing, this is rapidly evolving, not just in the U.S., but Europe is leading, many countries in Asia are leading. So this is a disruption that we have to embrace.
Everyone, you've heard it from Sanjay, the future of the workplace. I want to tell you, Sanjay, what a pleasure it is having you on the CEO show.
I enjoyed it very much. Thank you, Robert.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions, 06604, is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions, 06604. Call us at 203-522-8800.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Hope Atwell.
How are you, Hope?
I'm doing well, Robert. Thank you for asking. I hope you are well, too.
Absolutely, and glad to be with you, because Hope is the CEO of the Asian Real Estate Association of America. So talk through what that is. I know you have 18,000 members.
So the Asian Real Estate Association of America, I know it's a mouthful, so I'll say it short. The acronym for it is ARIA, just like the opera movement or just like the hotel in Las Vegas. ARIA is a membership organization, and what we are is that we are all about moving the needle of homeownership for the Asian American and Pacific Islander community. So right now there exists a gap between the average American and the Asian American community as it relates to homeownership. What we're trying to do is close that gap. And so we take a look at barriers and challenges to homeownership that exist within the Asian American and Pacific Islander community, and we work through those challenges and barriers. So we've got 18,000 of our members working towards that goal.
And what are some of those barriers?
I think one big barrier is language access. There are 50, I want to say at least 50 ethnicities that falls under the Asian category. And so with that, there are different languages. And with different languages, there are different dialects. Within the 50 subgroups that are classified under the Asian race, there exist so many, not just languages, but dialects. I'm Filipino-American, and so under the Filipino-American subgroup, there's about 300 dialects. So it's confusing. The language itself is very confusing, and unlike the Latinx community, that Spanish somehow is a unifying sort of like language for the most part, even if there are variations, that doesn't exist within the Asian American and Pacific Islander community. I think English might be the one that is perhaps unifying for us. So one big, big barrier for homeownership is language access, because it's complex enough for a native English speaker to go through mortgage and loan documents and disclosures. Think about somebody who considers themselves as English not proficient in English, right? And so it's very daunting. It's very overwhelming. And for an average American, purchase of the home is the biggest purchase that we will ever do in our lives. And so to understand this process is relatively important. So I would say language is a huge, huge barrier. But how do you legislate language, right? How do you legislate language in the homeownership process, which we have been navigating through, and it's been a complex process?
It's interesting, and let's talk about marketing. So there's 50 different subgroups. How do you teach? These are real estate agent, mortgage brokers, title, the whole continuum. How do you teach them how to market towards Asian Americans when you really have between this Pacific Islanders, there's over 50 subgroups?
Yeah, so the key there truly is education, right? When you are an informed business professional in real estate, then you can actually develop a very effective marketing strategy. Because of the complexities of the subgroups, one has to kind of like understand that you can't stereotype Asian Americans in one bucket and Pacific Islanders too, right? Pacific Islanders is a very different demographic, very different educational and even income levels and all of that stuff. So to understand, let's say, how do you work with a Korean American? How do you work with an Indian American, right? Or not a native Indian, but somebody from India. And how do you work with decision makers when it comes to Filipino Americans or Chinese Americans? So complexities and even kind of like preferences in home. There's a report that we do every year. It's called the State of Asia America Report, and it's an aggregate of a lot of data that has to do with Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders as it relates to home preferences and home buying. And if you take a look at each of the subgroup, it's very different. So for Filipino Americans, the tendency is for multi-generational homes, larger homes, so that they could accommodate, or we could accommodate, for extended family, whether it's the grandparents, the parents, or a sibling. There are Japanese families who may prefer smaller homes, but homes that are within proximity to each other because they're taking care of, let's say, a grandmother or a parent and all of that stuff. So even when it relates to home buying preferences, that's relatively important, right? That's important in forming a relationship with them and hopefully a long-term relationship so that they could be a referral for future businesses to come.
And talk about the mainland China market, because that is really the most dominant emerging market in the entire world.
Yes, yes. So, unfortunately, because of COVID, I think the National Association of Realtors just put out their report on foreign buyers. There has been some sort of like a downturn in foreign buyers, which includes mainland China, because of the fact that people can't travel. When you're buying a home, you want to see the home, right? You want to not just see the home, but you want to be able to use the home. And so in the last decade or so, I want to say maybe in the last 15 years or so, there has been an influx of buyers from mainland China for investment purposes. We see places like New York, places like Florida, or even California that have experienced an increase in foreign buyers from China. And one of the reasons for these investment real estate purchases is because of proximity to universities. So it's a trophy for their children, to send their children to universities and colleges here in the United States. So instead of sending them to dormitories or having them in apartments, what typically Chinese families would do is invest in a real estate property for their children to live in and possibly, make some money afterwards. And so that has been a phenomenon in the last, I want to say, 10 to 15 years. I think we've all read that and heard that in the news, you know, Chinese buyers buying in cash and what have you. Unfortunately, again, that has, we've experienced a decline in the last couple of years, primarily because of COVID.
Why is home ownership so important?
Home ownership is important for me and for our members because it is the fastest way to build generational wealth, right? If you, I think it was Forbes or the Federal or the Treasury Department that have put together a report on the value of net worth of a renter versus a homeowner. And it's tremendous. And we're talking about not just $10,000, we're talking at least like $200,000-$300,000. And you can pass this on to your children or your children's children. And so this is how you can build, I can build, you and I, our neighbors, our family members can build generational wealth, is through home ownership. And that's why it's important for us.
What is the website for anyone who wants to go?
Sure. The website is AREA.org.
We're about to take a commercial break, and when we come back with Hope, we're going to speak about what it's like to run a non-for-profit versus a for-profit. And then we're also going to find out what's going on with this real estate market today. We saw giant escalations, then a little leveling off, so we'll hear from Hope on that. Back in a few.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's Data Cable Superstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Robert Reese back on the CEO show, and we're with Hope Atwell, who is the CEO of the Asian Real Estate Association of America, about 18,000 members and 50 different subcategories of different backgrounds and nationalities from Pacific Islanders. So here is the first question I want to ask. Real estate market, we saw an enormous upswing. And this is, we're talking residential, even though you also work with a lot of commercial, but enormous upswing in residential, maybe a slight leveling off, but we're not even sure. Talk about what happened. Talk about what you think the real estate market will look like going forward.
Sure. I don't think that anybody predicted after the lockdown, right? In March of 2020, nobody had predicted that the real estate market would actually experience this crazy uptick. And you know, why would you, because we were locked down in March. Well, at least here in California, it happened in March. Governor Newsom said you can only go out if, you are doing essential activity. And even, real estate agents and brokers could not host open houses. And they had to transition into virtual open houses and all of that stuff until, the laws changed that, the home buying process was actually deemed as essential. But I think what had happened is because of the low interest rate, even pre-COVID interest rates were already hovering at about 2.9, 2020 lockdown, interest rates continue to go down and decrease, and people's savings, because we couldn't go out, I think just increased, and the opportunity to purchase was there. It was so much cheaper as it relates to your monthly payment to purchase a home than to rent. And so in the last couple of years, what we've seen is an increase in the home buying activity, particularly for first time home buyers. And, unfortunately that was exacerbated with the low inventory. And so people we've all heard this, right? Bidding wars. There would be 50 people bidding on one property, and it's crazy. So it's leveled off. We've all heard that it's cooling down. The real estate market is cooling down, but home prices are not going down. There's a difference between home sales going down and home values going down. Home values continue to appreciate. I attended a National Association of Realtors leadership summit last week, and the chief economist, Lawrence Yoon, had predicted that by the end of the year, appreciation for homes will probably be at about 11%. That's still way, way above normal appreciation of home values. Normal appreciation of home values is anywhere between 4 to 5%. So to continue to have double-digit home value increase is still quite phenomenal. So that's what's been happening. And in fact, even with a little bit of a higher interest rate at 5.5, 5.6, there's still a pretty good demand of homes and inventory. We're still in this inventory crisis. So unless, you know, builders continue to build homes, but what I've heard is that builders are building to rent as opposed to builders are building to sell homes, because that's where they create, they get more margins, right? Rental properties. We're still going to be in this situation where there is much more demand than inventory.
Okay, before we talk about running a non-for-profit, let's talk about something really important, which is women in business, and what advice you have, what you are seeing.
Yes, so if you take a look at the proportion of women in real estate, there's, I want to say, about a 60-40 split, more women in real estate than men, because of the flexibility, the ability to kind of like just create your own hours, and all of that stuff. The advice that I have for women in real estate is that continue your leadership role. Unfortunately, there are a lot of women in real estate, but if you take a look at leadership positions in real estate companies and organizations, it's still mostly men. So, what I would encourage women in real estate is, just don't be content to, you know, sell and buy real estate. Explore opportunities to become a leader within your own organization, whether it's organized real estate or whether you're part of a brand, because we need more women role models, particularly in real estate.
Let's move over to the non-for-profit. Let's move over. Please erase that there. Let's move over to the nonprofit arena. What insights can you share on running a non-for-profit that you think for-profit CEOs can gain insights from? And then you'll switch it and let us know what you think non-for-profit CEOs can learn from profit companies.
Yes. So let me just qualify non-for-profit membership organizations, right? And that's really not me defining it. It really is the IRS defining it as, you know, kind of like the tax code. So we are a nonprofit classified as a trade/membership organization. And the difference between nonprofit membership organizations and for-profit organizations is that we are member-driven, meaning we take care of our members, right? As opposed to a for-profit organization that has certain sales goals, right? You have to manufacture or you have to come up with X amount of dollars or widgets or what have you. While membership growth is important, the relationship that we establish with our members is paramount. So it's taking care of our members. And I always say that while I might have the title of CEO, I really have 18,000 bosses because I have to service all 18,000 members.
And everyone, think about this. When you're selling to people, there are so many different subgroups of everything. So keep your eyes open to learn and to learn about the individuals and their spirit of what they want as well. A true pleasure having you on the CEO Show.
Thank you, Robert.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.